Hello, everyone, and welcome to season two of JMC Jams. Season two. We hadn't planned for this. But it's been great because the last season we did, we ended up with 12 episodes, and they were super fun to do, and here we are again. There's so much to talk about every week, really, you know, in the school, because there is a lot going on. And so that's what we're here to do, just to inform you, bring people on who've got things to say, things that we're doing, and none of this would happen without the help of the two guys I got with me today, who were here in the very first episode as well, Juan Serna and Ernie Gonzalez. And Ernie, of course, is our office guru, and
you call me that all the time.
I called you that last time. And Juan is our technical wizard. So, and then of course we've got Miriam behind the camera, and she cuts everything, puts it together for our social media. And we've got Madison over in the control room right now, recording everything. So thank you, guys. It's a team effort, and looking forward to this new season. So I'll just hand over to you guys and see, what were the best moments of last semester?
Well, as far as JMC Jams go, I think this, like we already agreed, like this is not something that we saw coming, like for at least for a season two. As you know, John, I know you can talk about this, but it's just something that, you know, is just an idea at first. And, you know, now, like, I mean, with this spacecraft behind us, it's like, it's a really good, you know, way to put it, because it's like, we've launched already, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in orbit right now, and it's like, it feels good, but it's also just, you know, it's great to see people come on. It's great to see, you know, experiences being shared, and you know, it's inspiring in a way too, and it's also just like a little window into the future of what's always coming up. So it's a nice little reset to come back here and start a fresh season.
I enjoyed it. It was fun to do it every week. I was and we've talked about this before, is just the idea, we're like, hey, we're gonna do this, and we said, well, if we keep talking about it, we'll be doing it about this time of year and we'll start now. But instead we just said, let's just start doing it, and we did it. Great guests last semester. Mm-hmm. We've had people from overseas. We've had award winners. We've had a lot of people in here. And like you said, it's inspiring. And it's great to see it that we're now playing it here on campus. You can actually see it, walk by the halls and see you talking about, you know, what we're doing. Yeah, I think it's just a great show. It's a great podcast. It's just, like you said, informing people of what's coming up next.
Yeah. There's always a bunch of things, you know, that are happening, and sometimes they fall under the radar. And so I guess really what we're trying to do is to shed light on this, right? To tell people who may be thinking about us for their degree choices to come here, because we're doing exciting stuff. Right. But also our own student body, you know, I mean, sometimes you can spend 4 years wandering around a campus and not really knowing what's going on or missing stuff. So yeah, let's just tell people what we're doing, right?
Right. So, and I loved it because every single week, it was like, hey, we're doing this. Let's shed some light to that. Let people know about it, because that's the thing. Too many things do fall through. Mm-hmm. I mean, not fall like under the rug, where you're like, oh, yeah, remember we did this? Remember we did that? But if you don't actually, you know, put it down and actually, you know, go back and digest it and say, oh, wow, we actually did all these things, it could easily go away. But yeah. I really like it. And I've also heard from other, you know, places here on campus that they really like what we were doing. Yeah. And now they're going to be trying to do it themselves.
So. That's super fun.
So good job on that. High five.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah. But it's like Ernie said, you know, I mean, the artwork as well reflects. I try to make it reflect, like, so where we are with this. And, trying to shoot inside the 1980s spacecraft, you know. Yeah, we're launching, we're taking off. And we've got playing cards there to see us on our journey as well, right?
Yeah, I think once we reach like the newsletter phase, like the college-wide, like that's one little token there. Like we've
tell us about that. What happened?
Well, it's just, you know, who is it, Derek? Mm-hmm. Derek Trung, I believe, mm-hmm. Who manages the newsletter that goes out to the college, you know, and it's you know, School of Music, right? It's like, all, you know, whoever else is in our college, the art department, you know, all these people being informed. Again, it's exposure, not just because, again, we're big on interdisciplinary. It's not just like here, you know, with JMC majors and disciplines, but it's also across the college and then beyond that too. It's always good to get the word out.
Yeah, and that's good, actually, that you bring that up. You know, we are about interdisciplinary. It's what we do. It's what we thrive on. And we've got a whole host of different interdisciplinary practices going on this semester as well, which will be reflected within the podcast. You know, I want to be talking to people involved in all of these different activities. So we've got a few things that we're putting into the pipeline. So, for example, we've got the Ad Club heading over to New York.
Awesome.
So it'll be great when they get back to talk about that. They did sort of hint at it in season one. So now let's see what happens, right? What they get out of the whole experience of being there in a couple of weeks' time, actually. That's when they're heading over there.
And are you going? You're going yourself?
No, last year was my last one.
Oh, boo.
I know. I've been doing it for so long now. But Belen is going to be leading the group, and I'm sure she'll have a blast as well, right? Because you do get a real injection of enthusiasm and creativity and understanding of what is going on in our business, you know?
Absolutely.
But we do get students from the Ad Club, but sure, it is advertising focused. But the faculty-led program that Belen is doing in the summer in Seville, in Spain, that's more interdisciplinary. That's about the media industry. So we're hoping that advertising students and journalism students and PR and actually from across the college will be going to that.
Now, I wanted to mention that because Belen was we had successful events with, you know, with out on 7th Street and out behind 117. And then when she did come in and she was talking about that. So what's going to go on this summer?
Well, so going back to that, yeah, there was the Paseo San Antonio Festival that drew the attention of the mayor.
The mayor was there.
Yeah. So now he's going to give a ton of money for promoting that, for building it next year as well.
Right.
So it's going to hopefully be bigger and better. We'll have Tina Karani in at some point because she has her Mother Language Festival that's been going
that's
on for a few years. Mm. And that involves art, it involves kids in the community. It's a big community-facing project that she does with that. And she's also, we're building a VR lab.
I was going to mention that right now. So for students that are coming, for people that are listening, and also for students that are thinking about joining JMC, what are we doing? What did we just talk about yesterday?
Oh, yeah, totally. So we're converting one of our spaces upstairs into a VR lab that Tina's going to be controlling, because it's, I mean, that's her bag. And that's going to enable us to really kind of like sort of up the levels in terms of quality and craft and technology. There's support from Meta, there's support from the college and the school.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we've got amazing initiatives with AI that are coming straight from here, from SJSU.
Okay.
And we're jumping on that. You know, this is the kind of stuff that we do. And we've been doing it since before all of these announcements happened and everything. You know?
Totally.
We are all, I think, across the board, integrating it into our teaching practices. We've been using Gen AI from the early days, right? From which was only really 2 years ago.
It
is incredible, right? So our students are really getting to understand what the new tools are going to be for the future. And of course, on the back of that, starting next week, next Thursday, we have our inaugural speaker series. The name is yet to be decided. I'm favoring Deep Dive, which is one of the suggestions. It sounds quite good. And so what's going on there is that we are inviting, luminaries? I don't know if that's the right word, right? But folks who are involved in the creative industries and in tech to talk about, you know, lots of our new innovations in AI.
Like the course we have, Media Visionaries,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But not just in the tech sphere, but within communications, right?
Mm.
So it's kicking off next week with Aaron Freitas, who's one of our part-time instructors. He runs a DBH agency with David Ocampo.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches our portfolio class as well as still being, you know, a practitioner in the field. And so he, with Sumit Sayal, who have been working on this, on developing the speaker series, he's going to be less of launching it next week. But we're going to be bringing people in from Silicon Valley and from elsewhere as well. We've got some great guests. JB Soler is one I'm really looking forward to. He's an amazing filmmaker, videographer. He works a lot within the advertising space.
Oh, wow.
But the experiments he's been doing in AI has been incredible, right? He's really developing this practice. So he's going to be beaming in. It's going to be like a conversation in person and on Zoom, and then hopefully with somebody from, I don't know, maybe Adobe. We don't know yet, but it's going to be kind of exciting.
And those are going to be Thursday nights?
It's going to be Thursday nights, 6 till 7 in DBH 117.
And I'm sure you're going to be letting people know as we keep going.
Yeah.
And you know, just thinking about that, that's going to be awesome because that potentially some more guests here, but also it's just thinking about the AI with our Adobe connection. Like, what's going on with Adobe this semester? What are we doing with them?
Well, our Adobe ambassadors, I mean, that club has, man, that has grown so much. I think it's the biggest one within the Cal State system, I believe, if not beyond that.
I was looking at the Google groups, and when you asked me, like, a couple weeks ago, and, like, members, you know, it gives you the member numbers, like, at least 300.
Oh, God, yeah, there's so many of them. And then this week, they're participating in a design thinking workshop over at Adobe HQ. Hmm. So there's faculty, student ambassadors, and Adobe employees brainstorming how to promote the idea that SJSU is the foremost Hispanic-serving institution that is focusing on developments in AI. I can't remember the exact. Mm-hmm.
But that's just, if you think about it, that's just beautiful because we're instructing them here. We're showing them all the tools that they need to have a job, to get a job and be successful. But we're also saying here, why don't you just go and start working with these companies now? You know, Adobe, Meta. You know, when it comes to update news and our students, NBC. Yeah. So our students are really getting real life world training at the same time as they're doing their scholastic work.
Oh, totally.
It's the slogan, right? The learn by doing thing. We always go back to it, but it's also like, you know, the whole idea of like since the pandemic, right? Like we've been in this again orbit, like online orbit for so long. We are starting to see the classes return in person. Like 90, I was doing the extract yesterday. I think it's like 94-95% of our classes are back in person.
Yeah, which fall. Is great to see, you know, because that kind of, those conversations that happen, you know, really help students to push their creative boundaries, you know? Yeah. So we've got the skills classes gonna be moving back online for the fall, you know, but there's more happening on campus, and so we have a series of boot camps and workshops hosted by freelance multimedia journalists. They're not all freelance. Some are, some are not. Some are working for media organizations here in the Bay Area. We're going to be running these workshops, helping our journalism students to maybe broaden their sphere of understanding of the industry, of what opportunities they have, all of this kind of stuff, you know? Freelancing is something that we never really kind of mentioned, but it's such a big deal.
Yeah,
definitely.
In all of our fields, in public relations, in advertising, and in journalism as well. So we're gonna be hearing, and we're gonna be doing hands-on work with these folks. We've got some special sessions that are gonna be lined up, future-facing for the fall, focusing around branding in the media, industries and gaming and streaming.
That's just
things to look forward to.
Yeah. Good. You know, like it's funny. We're sitting down and we're like, oh, we're on season two. And then I tell John, I go, I'm already starting to think about season three.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just love this weekly interaction. And like you said, having students back around in campus and just, you know, just talking to them, advising them, working with them. It's a beautiful thing. And just this is beautiful that we can continue to do this. And
oh, totally. So there's a whole load of different things. I mean, we can't go through it all in this little episode, but you'll be seeing it. You know, that's a week in, week out. We'll be doing all of this and just kind of trying to bring lots of good experiences, you know, to JMC.
Buckle up, y'all.
One thing I do want to mention, though, is our Spanish language minor. You know, I'm just kind of putting it out there. If you speak Spanish, sign up. You know, do it as a minor because honestly, it's really going to be a string to your bow when it comes to working within any of the media industries. Just simply because that's a specialism that is really in demand. It's much needed. There are very few programs that are doing this, And we've got the expertise right here in JMC to kind of help you to accomplish those goals, you know?
So if you speak Spanish, vente pa acá. Come take our classes.
Totally. I can't think of anything else we're getting our signals.
I have some other things, but we're getting our signals.
Yeah.
But, and we'll keep it for next week. We've got another one, so it'll be great.
So we're aiming for weekly, for sure now. It's not going to be irregular. It's going to be a regular thing.
I like how it was originally the irregular, but now it's weekly.
Now it's kind of, it's there, I think. So I'm looking forward to actually coming into the studio. We're going to switch up the set a little bit. We're just kind of like having fun as we're doing this and telling you about everything that's going on, right? So,
Cool.
On the back of that, thank you, Juan.
Thank you,
Ernie.
Thank you,
thank you, Miriam. And thank you, Madison, for helping out. We'll see you again next week.